This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, February 18th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. What it takes to boost shipbuilding. Bill takes aim at food chemicals. AG's push for rail merger oversight. Port of LA director, reviving shipbuilding must go beyond fees. The executive director at the Port of Los Angeles, Gene Soroka, says efforts to revive domestic shipbuilding have to look beyond fees on foreign-made vessels. Agricultural trade groups oppose new fees on Chinese-made ships when the administration floated the idea last year over concerns it could raise shipping costs. Those fees were delayed in October as a part of a deal with China. Last week, the administration outlined a new maritime action plan, which recommended a fee on all foreign-made vessels calling at U.S. ports. Soroka warned Tuesday that a fee would not be a panacea for reviving domestic shipbuilding. This is a decades-long approach, he said during a press call. To spur the domestic industry, he said, the country first needs to examine input costs, workforce capabilities, and logistical capacity to move the materials needed. We have more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs open in the country today. Where do we find the workforce? Soroka said, there's a lot to be done here and a lot to study. A bill introduced in the state assembly would tighten regulation of ingredients for foods sold in California. The bill is sponsored by the Center for Science and the Public Interest, a Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group, and comes as Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is pledging to reform the federal review process. The bill, introduced by Assemblymember Dawn Addis, would require food makers to submit evidence to the California Department of Public Health proving that chemicals in their products are safe if ingredients were introduced after 1958 and haven't undergone a federal pre-market review. California has led the country in the ongoing nationwide crackdown on unsafe food chemicals, and it has the opportunity to continue to do so by passing AB 2034, closing loopholes that allow these chemicals in our food, says Thomas Galligan, CSPI's principal scientist for food additives and supplements. In a major announcement bearing on the future of Roundup, Bayer announced a $7.25 billion proposed settlement to cover thousands of outstanding and future claims that the herbicide caused non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Plaintiff's attorneys who filed for class action status and preliminary approval of the agreement called it a tremendous victory for plaintiffs in Missouri and across the nation, many of whom have waited years for compensation for the Roundup-related claims. Bayer CEO Bill Anderson continued to maintain that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is safe to use. Scientists and regulators worldwide have consistently held that glyphosate is a safe and essential tool for farmers in the U.S. and around the world, Anderson said. The proposed settlement was submitted by plaintiffs' attorneys for approval in St. Louis Circuit Court in Missouri. Bayer can't estimate how many cases the settlement would ultimately cover. However, it's structured to include not just the current claims, but potential future claims for individuals exposed before February 17 or who are diagnosed within 16 years. Pork and poultry processors could see faster line speeds under new rules proposed by the Food Safety and Inspection Service yesterday. A new proposed rule would allow young chicken establishments to process up to 175 birds per minute, while maximum line speeds for turkey establishments would increase from 55 to 60 birds per minute. A separate rule would allow pork processors to set their own line speeds, quote, based on their ability to maintain process control, though USDA inspectors would be able to reduce line speed rates if they found a loss of process control or could not properly perform a carcass-by-carcass inspection within that time. Seven Republican state attorneys general are calling for Justice Department scrutiny over a proposed merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern. They argue that the deal would, quote, shackle domestic manufacturers, energy producers, and farmers with higher rates and fewer shipping options. In a letter to DOJ officials, the state AG said their staff are reviewing the railroad's merger application, but so far they don't like what they see. The AG said the companies have, quote, failed to adequately address the clear loss of horizontal competition that would result from the deal. They also say company submissions advocating for the merger ignore DOJ measures of concentration that would make merger illegal under federal antitrust merger guidelines. They also asked DOJ to analyze the claims made by the companies on the merger's benefits for potential exaggerations. At bottom, we believe that this merger is unnecessary and that railroads are not headed for extinction without it, they wrote. American shippers currently have access to fair, competitive, and efficient rail and interline service. The AGs on the letter include Austin Knudsen of Montana, Brenna Byrd of Iowa, Chris Kobach of Kansas, Lynn Fitch of Mississippi, Drew Wrigley of North Dakota, Marty Jackley of South Dakota, and Jonathan Skermet of Tennessee. Here's today's final word. This gift represents more than financial support. It reflects our belief that every child deserves the opportunity to grow up healthy, have access to excellent care, and thrive. That the word of Cameron Boswell, Vice President of Finance and Administration for the J.G. Boswell Company, announcing a $2 million gift from the James G. Boswell Foundation to support the Children's Fund at Valley Children's Hospital in Madera. The gift brings the farming company's total giving to the hospital over the past 3 years to $5.5 million. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, February 18th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Daly.